It's time. It's time for SUPEC, Evolution Financial. Sue, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jason. How are you?
I'm sure you enjoy those nuggets of gold from Ron Johnson that we get to hear.
Oh, boy, that guy.
We won't talk politics, though. We're here to talk financial updates. Sue, oh, my goodness, this inflation. What to do?
Oh, my goodness, this inflation. So I think the last time I was on, I talked about how a lot of economists were saying that inflation had likely peaked. Turns out we were wrong. So this week it came out that inflation went up again a little bit. It's now at 8.6%. So it might mean that the Fed is going to move a little bit more rapidly than they have talked about moving in the past. So we'll see what happens there. But something to also think about is the fact that inflation, you know, it looks at a basket of goods, but there are some things that are moving up a little bit faster than others. And unfortunately, those are the things that a lot of people need. Gasoline is going up at faster than the rate of inflation. Milk prices, food prices in general are going up at faster than the rate of inflation. So it's a difficult situation out there. It's not pretty.
Just a quick follow-up on that. We talk about gasoline, we talk about other things, other expenses, and the job market, right? So how does that impact that, right? I mean, there's people right now that were maybe working, driving substantial distances to go to work, and now more of that money of your paycheck's coming out. Are they weighing their options and looking for alternative positions?
Absolutely. Right? There are a lot of companies that are still kind of talking about whether or not they should have people working from home. There are obviously jobs that you can't work from home. So those people are, you know, potentially out there looking for new gigs. You know, there are a lot of people who work in the service industry who might want to find some place that's a little bit closer to home. So people are definitely out there looking. As we talk about the labor market, there's definitely still people who are leaving the labor market and finding other jobs. We talk about how the economy is kind of going up and down and a little bit down right now. And you would think that people would kind of stick out where they are, but the pandemic has changed a lot of people. People are looking for jobs that fit with their lifestyle and fit what they're looking for. So people are still leaving their jobs. People are still job hopping. It's definitely the employment situation is interesting as well.
So we talk about some of the things that were going up. Are anything, any prices, anything coming down right now to kind of help level us out a little bit?
Yeah, so that's kind of an interesting situation too. There are some retail stores that ordered a lot during the pandemic. A lot of the things that people were looking for, like sweats and patio furniture and things like that. People were looking for things so they could hang out at home. And because of the supply chain issues, a lot of these things didn't arrive in the stores when they were expecting, and they're all arriving en masse now as kind of the supply chain issues start to work themselves out. And so you have a lot of retail stores who are now starting to think, hey, we got to put things on sale. Like, there are a lot of sales that are out there, maybe not on the things that you would usually expect to see on sale in the summer, because it's things that the retail stores were expecting to get over the winter or maybe even during the holiday season. So a lot of those sales might be popping up over the course of June and July. And of course, I work with a lot of investments. Another place that you would see that prices are down is in the market. So a lot of the investments that you might want to invest in are certainly down. And I know we talk about how the economy looks a little scary going into the next couple of years, and I can't predict the future, but historically, the stock market has gone up over time. So if you look at times like this, when there's a bit of a dip in the market, even if it's going to be dipping even more, we don't know, it could be a really good time to get in.
Two quick things on that. If you know Sue, you know she likes a good sale, number one. Number two, Sue, is it true that there was an overflow of yoga mats that are available? And if you're looking to take up yoga right now, now might be a good time.
You know, I don't know about the yoga mats, but it would make sense. There's probably a lot of workout gear and workout equipment that's out there that's probably going to be on sale.
All right, let's get back to you. What are you doing for your clients right now, Sue? Because you talked about some of that volatility with the market, but again, you know the overall trend and the goal, right, is to help your clients with financial sustained success. So what are you doing for your clients right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that has actually been a struggle with the market consistently going up over the course of the last few years, I have some clients who are holding things that maybe some their previous financial advisor had bought for them. I have one client who has a lot of individual stock holdings in companies that she doesn't really agree with, and she wants to go more in the socially responsible or environmentally responsible side. But to sell everything that she brought over would have created a huge tax bill for her because there were a lot of gains in these stocks because of how the market has gone up over time. So I didn't want to produce a huge tax bill for her to get her out of these funds. But now, with this market downturn, that gives me an opportunity to do what we call tax loss harvesting, which is when, a stock goes down and you can actually take some of those losses, that'll offset some of the gains that she might have elsewhere. It gives us an opportunity to get her out of some of these, oil companies, mining companies that she might not agree with, and get her into investments that are more aligned with what is important to her and not have a tax bill at the same time. So I'm looking at a lot of my clients' portfolios to see if there are any losses that I can recognize to reduce their tax bills. It's a good opportunity for that right now, even if it might not feel that great as you look at the market itself.
Smart people like Sue know what to do when things are kind of not the way you'd like them to be, and that's why she does what she does. That's Sue Peck, owner and founder of Evolution Financial. You can find out more at evolutionfinplan.com. Sue, thanks so much for your time, and thanks for sponsoring the show and being a great person in our community and being a Dame by Local member too. Thanks for all those things. We
Oh,
appreciate it.
thank you so much, Jason. Thanks for doing this.
That is Sue Peck, owner, founder, Evolution Financial. You can check her out at evolutionfinplan.com and also email her about those yoga mats. Oh, wait, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Sue does not stock yoga mats, although I think she does yoga sometimes, right?
I do.
Okay, good. All right, so she advises taking up yoga maybe, or at least considering it. That was my take. There might be some cheaper yoga mats out there. Sue, have a great rest of your Saturday.
Absolutely, you too.
All right, see you later, Sue. Thanks for your time. That's Sue, owner, founder, Evolution Financial. This is Let's Get Local. We'll be back after the break. Catch you on the other side.